USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pentagon officials said Wednesday that the U.S. will continue its counterterrorism efforts following the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the military will continue to address any and all threats to the American people.
It's our duty to defend this nation, and we're not going to take our eye off the ball. And that means relentless counterterrorism efforts against any threat to the American people from any place. It means working with our partners to shore up stability in the region around Afghanistan. And it means a new focus to our leadership in this young century.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said that about 20,000 Afghans have arrived in the United States, with more on the way from the efforts to evacuate Afghanistan before the final withdrawal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A new poll shows that Americans aren't happy with the direction of the country. Tim Berg has the numbers.
About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden has faced criticism from both sides of the aisle over his decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan and the chaotic efforts to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Representative Ro Khanna says that there needs to be accountability for why there was so much confidence in the Afghan army. The California Democrat tells Fox Business that there has to be some congressional oversight over the advice the president was receiving.
I do think there has to be accountability, Neil. I mean, as a member of Congress, I knew that the idea that the Afghan army was going to fight the Taliban successfully was foolish. We had generals come tell Congress over and over again, oh, we're winning, the Afghan army is doing well. And then they go off record, as you know, or other journalists know, and say, no, we're not winning. So what I want to know is, how is it possible that you had advice that the president of the United States thought that this Afghan army was actually going to successfully fight the Taliban? And were we that deluded about the corruption in the Afghan army, the sense that most people there were just doing it for a paycheck, they had no real allegiance, and that the Afghan government never really had the consent or the attachment or loyalty of their people? We definitely need oversight over that.
And the Centers for Disease Control is asking unvaccinated Americans to stay home over the holiday weekend. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that vaccinated Americans should take precautions if they decide to travel over the Labor Day weekend. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging about 160,000 new COVID cases a day, fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.